not close to Shitas HaRashbam, that even if one holds that the mitzvah, same Tzrichas Kavanah, that he hears to the mitzvah without Kavanah Lotse, that's only the person who's not Kavanah one way or the other. But if you have explicit Kavanah Zelo Lotse, Kavanah Lotse, but not to the Yotze, then for sure he's not here. That's how we use the Shulchan Aruch Tanach. Which is there are all about a lady disagrees, he holds that if you hold mitzvah, same Tzrichas Kavanah, that they change the courses that you Yotze, even if you didn't have even if you had Kavanah Shalom Lotse, then the Chalot Tatsin is not so. And if you had the Seirish Kavanah Shalom Lotse, then you're not here. So the Shagisarye has a kasha in the Tshuva. Shagisarye has a kasha on that Rashbam. How can you say like that? It seems to be a Meren Erezin Fakir. The Meren Erezin Erezin doesn't talk about Erezin. The whole Erezin is hard, except the left Erezin is easier. It talks about other things. It says, Tzatzot HaMaitik Tzil. That a person is walking in the street on Shabbos and he finds children in a garbage can. The guy is going from the left. Most of the designs are what should be built. So the Mishnah discusses, should be put on only one pair at a time, should be put on two pairs at a time, two shalyaz, two shaloshes. So the Gemara says, well, it should be a problem of all faces. If you put on two shalyaz and two shaloshes, it should be a problem of all faces. So the Gemara discusses, when does one violate all faces or not? So the Gemara says, it depends. If you hold Mr. Sichas Kavanah, that it's only counted as a mitzvah if you had Kavanah Lotse, but then you only violate Baal Tosis if you put on two shalyaz and you want to you feel that's the way to do it. That's the right way to do it. You want to wear two shalyaz. But if you're not, it's Shabbos, and then you might put on two shalyaz because you want to say it's going to rain or the ground's going to collect the ground, but you don't want to leave. But then you're not interested in changing the Torah. You think it's the Rebbe Shlomo should have given a mitzvah to put on two shalyaz. He's not interested in improving. The Tzayat Mitzvah is good the way it is, he wants to save the tool without carrying it. There's no air.
Not even
a Mitzvah on Shabbos. No. Well, the Gemara discusses that also. Well, the Gemara discusses that also. There's a Machlokes HaTanan whether you machleiv and tefillin on Shabbos. And then there's a further question, a further debate the Gemara has on the assumption that Shabbos does not see a tefillin. Is there an Issa Baal Tosis Shalai Bizmanai? Can you violate Baal Tosis Shalai Bizmanai? The Gemara has all of that. I'm going to in a long calculated judgment, beginning of the last parakeet here. So at one point, the Gemara says in the long judgment that how one violates Baal Tosis should depend on how one has to fulfill the mitzvah. That if the old mitzvah is Tzrichas Kavanah, then Lavor al Baal Tosis also needs Kavanah. You have to have Kavanah. I want this to be the same mitzvah. I want to have Dr. Lulav and Esrik HaDashman HaRodis and the lilac and the lilacs and the roses, whatever, and the other men. And he wants Dafke to have two shalyaz and two shalotim. If you hold them, it's the same Tzrichas Kavanah. So just like you don't need Kavanah to be Yotzei, and it's still called a mitzvah, so you don't need Kavanah to violate Baal Tosis. So he really has intentions for something else. He really wants just to save it from the rain, from the ganoven, from the garbage collectors. He sees still in there, he doesn't want to leave it, most of the design. There's no errors, he can't just carry it in his hand. So the real reason why he has two shalyaz, he's not interested in improving on the mitzvah Tzatzera. He only wants to, on the weekdays, he's only going to wear one shalyaz and one shalosh. But still, there would be a violation of Baal Tosis. If you hold, it's called a mitzvah without Kavanah Lotse, it says called a Baal Tosis without Kavanah Lotse.
What about a name? This is more.
Oh, so that's what the Shagasai effect, Takash, if the Rashbam were right, that's in order to what?
That
even if you hold a mitzvah, he's named Shlichas Kavanah. But still, if you have Kavanah, Shalom Lotse, Kavanah Lotse, he has explicit intention not to be out to the mitzvah, then you're not yet saying. But yes, so why does the Gemara say it's totally dead and dead? How to violate Baal Tosis depends on how to fulfill the mitzvah. They say why, but if you have Kavanah, here you have Kavanah Shalom Baal Tosis. He doesn't want to wear, he doesn't want to be anything with either Shalyad. He just wants to spear them, he doesn't want to carry them, he's not allowed to carry on Shabbos. He has to wear it, and he puts on two. He can't put on three because the Shalom and Kama, he wants to lock the edge, where Oshlan Yashmet Tzul, lock the edge by Yadlan Yashmet Tzul. If you have a normal five tefillin, yes, sir, but it depends how big it is. You have grandfather's phone, you get excited. There's no room for two. But they said that if you have the smaller size cylinder, if you have the 2-inch boards by 2-inch boards, the bottom of the tool is 2 inches by 2 inches, then there's enough room for two shalyaz at one time and two shaloshes at one time. There's no room for three. He wants to put two. If he's going to wear the cylinder the way people don't normally wear it, then it's like so. Anytime it's not outside, if he wears it the way he normally wears it on the weekdays, then it's Derech Levisha, then it's Derech Tashit.
What do you mean?
A woman? I would assume that not. I would assume that women don't wear it. I would assume that
women don't wear it. Would you have a mask question?
I would assume that it's a mask. I would assume it's not a mask. I don't know.
Look, so the question, that's what we discussed a little bit, is the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch that it's not the Mechaber writes that it's Lishon Melach Tel HaHetzer. Because if one wants the Retzon, he may. Just exempt, he doesn't have to, if he doesn't want to, but if he wants to, he may. And then the Mepharshim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Tzad says, which the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Tefillin, that the Zohar says it's prohibited to wear Tefillin on Shabbat, he wants it, so then it would become a Lishon Melach Tel HaHetzer. A traditional after the issue, not so this, not that much of an issue. Even if one would add on, like we mentioned last week, that Razzagel has said that it should really become mukhtar because it's a traditional come after the issue, the only thing you ever use it for is the mukhtar film, which you're not permitted to do on Shabbos, so maybe that should be the equivalent of mukhtar manish, but still, the mukhtar is only rabbanon, so the mukhtar hatolas, kishka chodesh, mukhtar hatolas film, and there would be mukhtar that.
So maybe
the issue
should be
able to do that. I don't know, the question is you only permitted to wear it there for the issue. That's why you can't put on three shoulder.
What about
the issue
put on swimming?
I don't know, even if this woman wears swimming all week long, then on top of she puts on swimming, that's okay. But let's say the normal, regular women don't wear swimming. If she thinks she's going to wear Tefillin on Shabbos, that's called their revolution. Maybe, I don't think that's that. Maybe,
yeah.
It's about show, yes, the more there is. It's about whether women...
Show, 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 show,
show, show, show, show, show, show, show, show, she put on film. Michal Vashol and Yichat Tzilin. So the Gemara quotes that Ashad, what it means that women are obligated to wear Tzilin or women can volunteer to wear Tzilin. So all discussion is beginning of Hamar Yichat Tzilin. Why he's walking around with Tzilin in his feet on top? Okay. So that's the kasha, what you miss. That's exactly the kasha of the Sakatari. But the kasha, even if you hold that mitzvahs, ain't zichat kavona, but the Shulchan Aruch asks, if a person has explicit kavona shalom, I'll say, then he's not yet say, see, the fellow's wearing two Tzilin, he has kavona shalom, he doesn't intend to change it for Tzilin at all. He clearly does not want to fulfill the mitzvah of Tzilin. He just wants to be matzalit. It's not even summer here. It's the fairest. Let him have Kavanah Shalom. It's simple. Let him have Kavanah Shalom. It's in fact there won't be any use of both places. So the Shagatai claims that Sanat Yimor is our Echacher, that if you hold this to say, Shlichas Kavanah, even if you have Kavanah Shalom, you still get to the Mitzvah. Like Rabbi Aaron already holds, you still get to the Mitzvah. That's the Echacher. So we have Soloveitchik. No, if he wants to be out there, then he can only wear one pair at a time. He can't wear two.
Okay.
The Gemara wants to figure out how he can take as many Tefillin as possible at a time. The Gemara can't take three because he's only walking the Eishvay Averosh for two. So even two is a problem, going to be a problem with all Tefillin. So the Shagatari is based on the whole Gemara. Let him have explicit Kavanah not to be out there any mitzvah Tefillin. So there won't be any violation of all Tefillin. Because that's what the Gemara says, that it's Tomei Zeb is there. How does one violate Baltaist? It depends on how one fulfills the mitzvah. If you need Kavanah to be, if you need Kavanah Baltaist to be Yetzir, then you need Kavanah Baltaist to violate Baltaist. That's how the Gemara makes the equation. But those who see from the Gemara are like Rabbi Aaron HaLevi against the Shulchan Aruch. Even if you have Kavanah Shalom Baltaist, you're Yetzir. The Rav Soloveitchik used to say over in the name of his grandfather, a Belia prisoner, his mother's father, has a sefer called Halichas Eliyot. Most of it is Shabbos of Chuvah, and then in the back of the Shabbos. In the middle of the Chuvah, I think there's a middle of the Chuvah, Chelek and Ezra. That's something completely unrelated. Middle of the Chuvah, he has a footnote, doctor, he gives a teretz on the Shabbos Ayatkash. But he explains, why should it be Tomei Zeb is there? What did the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say the end of the Erevin, that how one violates, Baal Taisis, depends on how one has to fulfill the mitzvah. What does fulfilling the mitzvah have to do with Baal Taisis? What's the relationship? Baal Taisis is an Aveiro, the mitzvah is a mitzvah. How you do the Aveiro depends on how you do a mitzvah. Why should it be a relationship? So he explains, part of this part, there's another form as well, the Bishop. Maybe not as explaining. So he explains there is a Gemara in Sukkah, in the third paragraph in Sukkah, where the Gemara is unclear, and Tosfos gives the following interpretation of the Gemara. A person takes a lulav and an esrin hadashim and a rovis, that's the way you're supposed to do the mitzvah. What if he takes a rose as an addition and a few other flowers in addition, and he shakes lulavs with all the minim together? So that's a violation of Tosfos. You take an additional minim. However, Tosfos interprets from the Gemara, what if he has the extra flowers upside down? If you would have held the lulav with upside down, or the esrin with the sitting down, so you're not great because not kadash and he wants them. What if he has the dalad minim holds properly, and the other additional flowers he holds upside down? So Tosfos interprets in the Gemara that that's not a violation of Baltasar. That's not a violation of Baltasar. The only time you've 5 minim is an issue of Baltasar, but what happens if the additional sits then he holds upside down?
Look at that.
So Tosfos interprets in the Gemara, I would have said it doesn't matter. If it's something extra, so he'll do it upside down or the right way up.
Upside down is nothing.
But the fifth minute is anyway nothing. Doesn't go on there. So what does it mean? Fifth way that way, whichever way you hold it, is a tightness. So Tosfos shows in the Gemara that it's not so. Because the Gemara has a machloikis hatanayim. It's the fairest. That's what Tosfos means in the Gemara. The Gemara has a machloikis hatanayim. Whether lulav sarachegit or lulav ain't sarachegit. So you have to tie up the lulav. In order to be okay, you have to tie the lulav adat and arav sanat. But that's an machloekis in the Mishnah of Yehuda Nachafamim. Then when she talks them, the Gemara explains that she talks them, there's another machloekis between Yehuda Nachafamim and the same Tanaim, and it's totally dead there. Are you permitted to tie the lulav shalom in Minar? When you tie up the lulav, so we usually tie up the lulav with a piece from the lulav itself. What if you hold it together with a rubber band or a string or a piece of gold? Oh, so Rav Yehuda, who says that lulav tzarecheged, you must tie up the lulav, so he holds with shitasai. Hey, no, the lulav of Minna. You are permitted to tie up the lulav of the Hadassim and Arabis
with
Minna. Either we are tie up with a lulav, a piece of lulav, or with a piece of Hadassim, or with a piece of Arabis. One of those three things. And otherwise, you'll be in violation of our person. But because you'll have a fifth min. But according to the Hachamim that you do, the lulav, then it's okay, you don't have to tie it. So it doesn't matter what you tie it up with. So present the tie with whatever you want. So Jesus says, what do you mean? It doesn't matter what you tie it up with. It's still a violation of Baltasar.
Why?
The Gemara said the same. There is a violation of Baltasar. The Gemara says the point of view there. You have the Hadassim and the Arabis and the Lulu tied up. What if you take roses and you hold them in your hand outside of the Eged? You didn't put the roses in there and you held the roses outside. So the Gemara says, one might have argued the point and said that there's no violation of Baltasar because it's not tied up. The Gemara says that there is Baltasar. You see, the Gemara, that even if it's not tied up, you can't do the Baltasar. You can't refute it. But you have to have tied up. But if you have something not in the Eged, it's still Baltasar. It's a point of the Chachamim. So think that we have a Torah Eged, but the same as refute it when you hold it out of the Eged. So there is a Baltasar. So what does the Gemara say? That if you tie the lulav with gold, with zahav, with einamino, that according to the Chachamim, there won't be a violation of Baltasar. Why not? The patients explain that the pshat in the Gemara means the following. The pshat is that shemayke derech yidilosam, one is not yet to the mitzvah. Not only does he need yod, he has to with the tittim down, upside down, hold the lulav downwards, what if you hold it sideways? He's actually like derech yidilosam if you hold it sideways. The patient says it's also knows it. Kederech yidilosam means you hold it with the tittim up. If you hold it with the tittim sideways, it's also no good. If you hold the lulav sideways, it's also no good. That's what the Achreinim say, and the Shulchanot say, and the Nanuim, that many Achreinim say you should lean forwards and go like this, not to lean it like this. Because you hold it sideways, then it should like it after you lost, and so there's no need for me to take off the Lubach. Not like this in Achreinim. A lot of, I think most of the Achreinim say like that you shouldn't, because Achreinim Alajim has tilted it sideways. But the pastor is, most of the Achreinim say not so. That you shouldn't tilt the lulav and the esrog sideways because that's shalaka derech yidilosam. That's what the thing is. The sideways also not here.
That's what you get the lulav and with the pitten down. That's why you take the first day to take it first.
No, the esrog goes on the tree from the ukis. The ukis is attached to the tree. Then when it gets very heavy, the weight causes it to hang upside down. But that's
for why derech yidilosam. So why won't we take it the first day, we take it first and make a bracha?
With the system?
Yeah.
Because you want to be tied to drop.
Yes, right.
You want it.
The moment he says
that,
you learn to pick up drop.
It's the restraint of a father with that come. The minute he picks up the little thing, get here ready. So how does he say the bracha over like this? He'll say the bracha before he picks it up. By the time that's over the egg, it's too far in the day. So the Gemara himself says that that's an exception to the rule. The Gemara says on Bab Zayin himself that the rule is an exception to the rule that you have no braver and the bracha is recited la'ahar of the elephant fact. That's what it says in Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. What are the restraint trying to outsmart the Gemara? The Gemara says that the bracha of is recited l'achar ha'piyosim, so that's what it says in the Gemara, not sitting. But the Rishonim trying to make cheshbon is what it is. The Taisa says, so why do they hold it upside down?
Why by candles Friday
night? Why by candles? Why don't we say the bracha before we light the candles? Let's talk about bracha. So that's right in the matter, and you have yes. Yeah,
that's what the women call the law.
What do you mean the extra?
You can't make the bracha in their life.
Oh, but it's job. That's right.
Why do you have to make it on
the
own?
If you say the bracha first, then we assume that that's Kabbalah's Pesach Shabbos.
Why can't you make
it? Then you have a minute to light. So that's why they light first, and then they said the bracha.
That's the extra.
Yes.
Why don't they make a smile? It's just like a horn and a chipper and a chariot and a couple of shovels. You can do it on
that. Why don't they say the bracha in advance and have a mark?
Why don't
they have a shovel? Is this a question? The Hak's opinion is that Havokas Meir Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos Shabbos Bal Korchon. The Likra then we don't talk to like the Bahar. If there's a Torah, God will... The woman didn't take a death yet, I'm sure. She has to
take him up just for sure.
Yeah. So if there's a Torah, God will never make them. But whenever there's no great Torah, God will. Whenever there's no very great pressing need, so we try to observe the Torah of the Bahar. But it says that it's a Kabbalah Shabbos 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 Bal Korchon. It's not proper all the time to make it tonight, unless it's a great Torah.
No, because you see that extra piece of movement that you wire on is not proper.
So you have extra hadassim. The Rambam, there's two Jewishes in the Rambam. One Jewish in the Rambam is if you have extra, you can only have three hadassim, two arobis, and one movement, and one esrog and mamish. And if you have one extra hadas, one extra arav, that's a false basis. And then the other case in the Rambam is that that can't be. Extra hadasim. Extra hadasim is either mitzvah to have more hadasim. If you have more aravis, there's one opinion. If you have more aravis, then so, it's not either mitzvah, doesn't matter. Aravis are not pretty, but while the hadasim somehow they are still not pretty.
So is it tied with a if you make an eagle, you don't have a hadas, it's
tied up on. So this is the Gemara. That's the Gemara that we're discussing. So the Gemara says if you tie the hadassim with the aravos which are moving together, so what does it mean if you tie it with something else? So the Gemara says, will it be a violation of Balchaisis or not? It depends on Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. If you all like Rav Yehuda, then you're a violation of Balchaisis. If you all like the Chachamim, then there's no violation of Balchaisis. How exactly is it probably said? There should be a violation of Balchaisis, even if it's a Sarachaget, because the Gemara says, according to Rav Yehuda, the Lud of Sarachaget, if you hold the extra meaning outside of the Erechaget, then there is a violation of Balchaisis. So why does it depend on Balchaisis? It's not bad as Balchaisis, but the issue is, whatever you're going to tie sideways is going to be shalika derech yidin lotram. And this is postulates a clause that you only violate paltasis if you do the haisachah in the same way you were supposed to have done the mitzvah. Otherwise it's not called a maitzit ala mitzvah. Otherwise you're not maitzit ala mitzvah. So if you're going to hold the dalad minim, hadasman harobis and the lulav and the estrig with another few minim, another rose and other flowers, kederech yidin lotram, with the in the egg and out of the egg, that's not a violation of all places. But if he's going to hold it sideways, so whatever you hold sideways doesn't count. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, well, that move of Sarah egg is, so the Torah requires that something has to be sideways. The din says something has to be sideways because Lulav Sarachagis. So I'm not sure I'm going to Lulav Sarachagis, so there's no din that anything has to be sideways. So whatever you're going to put sideways, you should look at that with the Lulav doesn't count. That's not called Haisof Allah Mitzvah. Because you're not adding on in the same way you're supposed to do the Maisa Mishnah. But if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, that Lulav Sarachagis, so the halacha has built into it a clause that something has to be held sideways. So if you're going to hold something else to tie around, if you're going to tie this Hadas and the Arabis and the Lulav, which should let the Nima is some other kind of a thing, if a rose or something else, that's going to be a violation of Altaisis. You can't say it's not doing it the way you're supposed to do it. Something has to be sideways, according to you. That's how Altaisis interprets the Gemara. So the Beis HaLevi as well as that the Leo Kruzhiner, Leo Feinstein, he writes, that was Major Feinstein's uncle. Was it Leo Feinstein, was it grandfather? Major Feinstein, that's Soloveitchik's mother, was first cousin. Was the family name of Feinstein. So Leo Kruzhiner writes in his state firm, he says, when the Gemara says in Erevin that it's totally dead and dead, that if you hold Mitzvah Kavona, then to violate Balfaces, you need Kavona. The shame is, if you hold Mitzvah Kavona, then to violate Balfaces, there's no need for Kavona, the shame is either. Why is it totally dead and dead? This is the Hanabeer from Balfaces, this is a Mitzvah. What's the relationship? But he explained the relationship is as follows. If you hold Mitzvah Kavona, it means if you do believe Kavona, you're not yet, it means it's like Mitzvah. It's not called a Maisa Mitzvah at all. So it's not called a Maisa Mitzvah at all if you want, if the person is in violation of Baltasis. The only time he violates Baltasis is if he does the Maisa Mitzvah to Haisafa, and he's doing the Haisafa the same way he does the Maisa Mitzvah. So if he's doing it without Kavanah Latze, so it doesn't have a shame Maisa Mitzvah at all. There's not a shame I sign this law. There's not a shame I sign this law. It can't be a violation of Baltasis. The only time you violate Baltasis is if you do the Haisafa in the same way one would be required to have done the Mitzvah. If the old mitzvah is a shvichas kavana, so it's called the maisa mitzvah without kavana losses, so then it's called the violation of the mitzvah. But what if your old mitzvah is a shvichas kavana, but you have kavana shalom losses? So the Rashbam said, the Shulchan Aruch was like the Rashbam, that you're not yotzei, that halacha that you're not yotzei, that's a different word, you're not yotzei. We can't force a mitzvah down your throat. If the person doesn't want, he doesn't want. That's not the same. If your old mitzvah is shvichas kavana, you say, if someone does a mitzvah b'li kavana, he's not yotzei, that's not the same as saying, these are two different things. If you have kavana shalom lotzei, that's a double portion. It's a different halacha, it has nothing to do with it. You can't force a mitzvah down the person, walk on, he doesn't want to, he's not yotzei. Yeah, but it doesn't have, he's not interested in eating, but it's not that he has in mind not to be yotzei the mitzvah. The Ram comments on.
I don't want either. How much more explicit
do you need? The Gemara has a case. Kafu v'yocha matla v'yotza. So the Gemara says the kafu v'man. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah in the third parish. Who forced the person to eat matla? So the Gemara says this: they forced him. A shade forced him to eat matla. He's going to be a shade forced him. The guy's temporarily insane. So temporary insanity is called a shaita. So the Gemara says a shaita, whatever he did. A person is eating chalim to mishayta. They had temporary spells of insanity. So whatever mitzvah he does at that time is not yotzei. So what does the Gemara mean? Kafu liyachal masi is yotzei. It is yotzei the achilu Gemara says kafu nachrin. The goyim came and they forced him to eat masi. So why is he yotzei? So the Ram explains on that Gemara. It means that he knows today is Pesach and he knows that this is masi and he knows that there's a mitzvah to eat masi. It just, he wants to have a seita. He wants to put, I know you put on a kiddush and say kiddush and manasana and all, because he's not ready for eating masi. A boy comes in and he holds the gun and he says, you eat that matzah. I don't want to eat the matzah. He knows that it's Pesach, he knows it's a mitzvah, but he wants to eat the matzah. When it says in the Haggadah, you got to eat the matzah. He doesn't want to eat it because the guy is telling him. He wants to eat it because of the bunch. He didn't say it in the Lucham Zulah. He didn't watch it. He didn't say the bracha, Allah is a matzah. He didn't say, I might see it. He's not holding that eating matzah. But that's what the Gemara says. If the guy forced him and he knows that it's a mitzvah and so on, even though he didn't have Kabbalah lost, but he doesn't have Kabbalah Shalom lost. It's just stomach. He doesn't have Kabbalah lost. He doesn't have Kabbalah Shalom lost. He didn't want to eat the matzah now. But if a person has the fairish kavanah shalom atzei, so then a body prisoner says, you're not yotzei, that's not the same as saying, you know, it's richas kavanah and you didn't have kavanah, but you're not yotzei. That's a different word. If a person, if you own it's richas kavanah and you didn't have kavanah, you're not yotzei means it's like the tzatzik, it's not called a maisa mitzvah. Hashemi came, if the person, if you have mitzvah, same shichas kavanah, he has the fairish kavanah shalom atzei, it's a different word. You can't force a mitzvah down a person's throat. So which one of these ideas is carried over to the area of Baltic is only one and not the other. When you say you can't force a mitzvah down a person's throat, that only applies to the area of mitzvahs. When you're talking about Baltic, there is no mitzvah. What do you mean? He should wear two shayyads and have a mind not to be yotzei. Even if he wants to be yotzei, he's not yotzei. It doesn't matter what he's going to have in mind. He's not yotzei with two pairs of shayyads. So it's not going to help, it's not going to make anything better when he has kavanah shalom lotzei than if he just has kavanah stomach. But if you hold a mitzvah, tzrichas kavanah to the yotzei. And without kavanah, hates the tishke maisa mitzvah, it's called mitzvah. So when we're speaking about baltaisis, there wouldn't be any baltaisis if he does it stoma. That means, if you know, this is a kavana, and lack of kavana causes that you're not yotzei the mitzvah. The lack of kavana causes that you're not yotzei is because it's not called a maisa mitzvah at all. Then it's not a violation of baltaisis either. That's the kavana sagumar. That's how you have to say. Anyway, our Gemara says you can't prove from our Mishnah what to do. You can't prove whether it's Mitzvah Slichas Kavanah and Slichas Kavanah. That's why Shulchan Aruch, there are three opinions. The Mechaber quotes in Hilchas Kriyashma, Shem and Tamach, Mechaber quotes two opinions. Yesham, the Mitzvah Slichas Kavanah, Yesham, the Mitzvah Slichas Kavanah. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Tshuva Tzad Azah to make the compromise. The Mitzvah is their right to be passed to Slichas Kavanah, and Mitzvah Tzad Azah are in Slichas Kavanah. That's the compromise. Because Tzad's point, I mentioned this, Tzad's point out that the Sugi appears both in Tzachim and the last Paragon and Rosh Hashanah. But it is Tzichas Kavanah. And in Tzachim and Mor has one series of riots back and forth, and in Rosh Hashanah and Mor has a different series of riots in Mishnah. How come Mor didn't blend everything together make one big Sugi? The Tzad says because there's two different issues. In Tzachim and the last Paragon, the Gemara is talking about Morer Bizman Azeh, which is only with the Rabbanah. So that's one question. But he's saying this is the Rabbanah, Tzichas Kavanah, and Tzichas Kavanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah is talking about Kiyah Shari Panachi, it's not and Kriya Shema, all the Mitzvahs they're righteous. And Mitzvahs they're righteous is a different question. The Tosfos already pointed out at Shayach that they're unrelated, one could possibly split with Tzah. But that's how the Rabbah passes in the Tshuva, that a Mitzvah they're righteous, Tzichas Kavanah, Mitzvah they're Rabbah, Tzichas Kavanah. How did he know? We just showed some places that it's possible to split the Tzah. How did he know that that's the Tzah? But that's our Gemara, which is the Rambam says, that's our Gemara, because the Gemara says on our day, you know, when a person learns Torah, don't they eat Kavanah? No, I mean, let's say a person is learning because he enjoys, but he doesn't realize that it's a mitzvah. He enjoys it, but he doesn't have a mind to be yotzei mitzvah. So would he be yotzei the mitzvah or not? In the introduction to the Sefer Egli Tal, the Sefer Shavar Ezra, the Amin Ezra has a Sefer Hilchos Shabbos that's called Egli Tal, according to the Lama Tess Malachas. He never finished all the Lama Tess in that Sefer, but that's the title of the Sefer. And the Hadadami, he talks about Yerushalayim. So he asks the following question, yes, how can the Gemara make a statement that the Yerushalayim, you have to call him a Torah Mitzvah, Shalom Tayyirah, he needs to learn the Shema, let's say he learns Torah in order to win a contest, in order to get smicha, in order to get a position as a rabbi, Rabbi Yeshiva is not really learning the same Shema. So the Egli Tal asks, how can you not make such a statement, you should learn Shema, it's not so bad. He tells Shema, the Shema, the Shema, but if you know that Mr. Sikhas Kavanah, so he's not yet to anything. So he's not yet to any mitzvah, so what do you mean it's not so bad? It's not so bad as learning Shema, the Shema. That's the kasha that he is. So Al-Kaleshik said, the Al-Kaleshik family had forgotten about the Egla Tal asked this kasha. So he says, in the middle of the Shi, he once said, did anybody ever ask for a kasha? This is the one of our kasha. That's not a kasha at all. He said, Lishmo means what motivates you to do what you're doing. Kavana means that you have Kavana Lot, that you not have Kavana Lot. The person can learn Torah, he knows who's committed to learn Torah, but he'd rather sit and watch television. Watching, he works on. He'd rather sit back and relax and play games. But what motivates him to learn Torah is not so much that it's a mitzvah, l'shem shamayim, but he's going to win a contest, he's going to get a job, he's going to get a smicha, he's going to get covered, whatever. So that's what the Gemara means, le'olam ha'kama Torah shaloi l'shma, even though his motivation is not l'shem shamayim, he should still learn, but it doesn't mean he does not have kavana l'shem, he has kavana l'shem, but his motivation to learn the Torah is shaloi l'shma. So Rav Kaleshik didn't see that there was a kash at all. He said in his opinion these are two different terms. Kavana l'shem is one thing, and the Shema means what motivates you to do. But that's what the Egli Tal is, this kasha. On the assumption that he has a kasha, the Egli Tal says a teret. But he says the following teret. That in the Rambam, there seems to be a contradiction. The Rambam in one place passes Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, one place passes Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. By Shefer, it looks from the Rambam that he passes Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. And by Matzah, he says it's a fourth, the going forth to eat the Matzah, some Yetzi. Kafur Yochamat is Yetzi, and some of my things ain't Shechas Kavan. So it's a spirit. So many of the Farshim on the Rambam, the Farshim on the side of the Rambam, they say, the Ram, and Rosh Hashanah says this, that it depends. If a person is listening to Tzkiya Shofar, or let's say Mitzvah Tzlulov, any mitzvah in the world, then around Farshim is Mitzvah Shechas Kavan. But as far as Achila is concerned, since an achila yet hanor, from his Midrashim and therefore you just ignore that Kavona. Well, where does this idea come from? So the Ram explains based on the idea by Misasbis. It is a din that if that person carries on Shabbos, the Shoigeg, he didn't even realize that he had anything in his pocket. Not that he forgot that he's not allowed to carry on Shabbos, he forgot Shabbos. No, he didn't realize he had anything. He knows that it's Shabbos, he knows you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, he walks out. And at the airport, then he finds that he had a piece of paper. He had a check inside his pocket, he didn't even know. He had some money inside, didn't even know that it was there. So the Gemara says that's not even called the Malach of the Shaykh. You don't have to bring it called the Chatzah, that's called the Shashir. That doesn't count at all. Or who are the Nami, a person does any Averi, didn't even realize that he was doing any Averi at all. So that's not called an Averi at all, you don't have to bring it called the Chatzah. So what happens is a person eats food, he goes to a kosher convention, goes to a weekend, and he's eating food, and he thought everything was kosher. Then he finds out that not only was it trace, it was chaylev. And what he was drinking was dam. Chaylev dam is courage. So if he eats chaylev, but he drinks dam shoygek, he chayv chatos. So would he be chayv chatos or not? It was mamish mesafik, he didn't realize that it was trace. That's what mesafik, because his mouth is mesafik, but Allah v'aray, his chayev, shikay lehenem. You can't say normally you say that mishasek, if the person did a maisha, he didn't even have kavanah sasi, he didn't even realize that he's carrying the money in his pocket. He walked into the door and he didn't know that by opening up the door the light goes on, or the air conditioner goes on. He didn't realize that he's doing a malach at all. So that doesn't relate to him at all. It's considered as if the malach happened by itself, he didn't do that maisha there. And he came back, halom marayis, since he came in and since he gets hanor, you can't say that it happened by itself, it doesn't relate to me. What do you mean it doesn't relate to me? But I got hanor as well. The Bal Kocha relates to me. So the Ram claims that that's the view in the, that's the, when the Mefarshim on the Rambam say, the Ram says this well in the Gemara, that's the chilek between Tkiya Shofar as opposed to Man. As if I Tkiya Shofar, but there's no Hanor Tagul, so we would insist that it's a Shichas Kavan. Hashemi came by Achilas Matzah, or by any, let's say Shabbashud, by any mitzvah with his Shekhena, with his Hanor Tagul. But then we say that the mitzvah relates to him even without kavanah. Even mitzvah saying shirat kavanah. That's how they want to say pshat in the Rambam. So Beit Lital wants to say the same is true regarding learning Torah. Because when a person learns Torah, he gets gevaldik hanorah. This is hanorah. He says shekein lehen. And that's why the Gemara says, there's two verses in the Gemara, where it says, v'yolim yasim karam ha-Torah uve mitzvahs, shelo l'shma shem tasma l'shma bo l'shma. Only Allah the Yasa called him Bataira, Shalom Lishma. So he says the correct gears in the Gemara is Bataira. You have to read that message, because Mitzvah is according to the Rambam started Tzichas Kavonah. So because of Mitzvah, Shalom Lishma, he holds that that's called a lack of Kavonah. That's also a major time that he didn't think that they were related at all, so they are related. But then he tells us the correct gears should be the Allah Yasa called him Bataira, Shalom Lishma. And the reason Bataira is different, because Bataira you have Hanor. But since the Shekhinah Hanesh, but the dinner is that Mitzvah saying Shekhar Kavon. Shinni did not have him Kavon saying, I
don't know. Not going to
No, I know it. No, I know it. I know it. The person has a spiritual on that. It's a different kind of on that, but he doesn't enjoy it. The person learns Torah, he understands this. He has the joy of understanding. Yes.
Can you deny wanting to have Kavona? Let's say, like you said before, from the master. If I didn't want to have Kavona, then I'd go up again if you became Kavona.
Yes.
Let's say the person who loves Kavona, and again, I don't want to have Kavona.
That's
Kavona.
After the
Yitzchak. Right?
After the Yitzchak.
Then when the person wants to be a Bible critic, somehow, if he learns Kavona, Shem Kavona, he becomes a corporate. But if he says, Shem Kavona, some of them are not renowned.
Yeah, the person learns he has Kavanah Shalom, so he's not guilty. He has Kavanah Shalom, he's not guilty. That's what this question will point out. Let's say he's an apikarius. Yeah. Let that person is an apikarius and he doesn't listen. So they assume an apikarius who doesn't believe in God, who doesn't believe in Torah and Hashem, is the equivalent of Kavanah Shalom. That is the sign that they had against the Levavah Shereh, had a mitzvah And right now, they try to get all the soldiers in the Israeli army to put on snow. They try to go around all over New York to get everybody to shake a little bit of mess and to get bracha. But if they get a person who's an apikurious government, he doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in Torah and Hashem. So what did they accomplish by getting them to shake a little bit? That's the equivalent of Kavana Shalom, to let him make the guy say a bracha about the whole floor. But can't you write on this paper that he's in this? So that was what the Satan and the Rebbe printed a conscience against the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that the whole campaign to get people to put on tefillin, to get people to shake a lulav, is a campaign shalaver, because they're convincing people to shake a lulav who don't believe in God, they don't believe in mitzvahs at all. So shake a lulav has a taste of it, but yes, since I said bracha also is an issue, so the Lubavitcher Rebbe printed a response to the Tanya. Years ago, 20 years ago, printed a conscience. They explain that he's masking, that the Satan Rebbe is right, that if the person is an apocryphus, he doesn't believe, when he does the tefillin, when he shakes the lulav, he cannot be able to anything. The bracha is not a bracha levatala, but the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Rosh Hashanah, he's not permitted to say bracha levatala, unless for the sake of chinuch. So the Gemara says when you're teaching, let's say, you want to eat a sandwich. So I can't say how much you left in the heart to you, you have to say how much to yourself. But what happens to the little children? And I have to teach the child how to say, Baruch, I have to teach the child, so the Mokum is the Kriya, he permitted to say it, Baruch Allah Matala. So he says, the Gemara talks about Chinuch on little children, they haven't had a house dog, Chinuch on adult. What's that, Chinuch on adult? The person is 30, 40 years old, he doesn't know how to say it, Baruch Allah. But then our God, we have his man as well, we have Chinuch on adult. So he says, we can't Chinuch. We are committed to say it, Baruch Allah Matala, this, and we are committed to encourage them to say the Baruch Allah Matala. In the hope that this will lead to something, that if you get the person to lay through in one, even though he doesn't believe in anything, this may be the first step in belief.
They don't know what happens.
If they don't know, it goes better. If they don't know, it's better. But let's say if they're partitioning out the course, and they don't believe in God, they don't believe in Tarim and Ashramayim,
they will not be able to
do
anything.
Okay. Sometimes they lose it so much that it just doesn't understand to get rid of it. even though the people don't believe in anything. So that was the sign of the Satmar. And that was the response that the Lubavitcher Rebbe gave. This is a shot of, where does the Radbaz get his compromise from? The Radbaz, it's Mita Lehiyoma, you can say like that. And in Mitzvah Derais, you can say Mitzvah Tichos Kavana, and Mitzvah Derabana, you can say Mitzvah Tichos Kavana. The text is pointed out the distinction between the two sugyas, the sugya Mstochim and the sugya in Rosh Hashanah. That Mstochim is talking about more of the Zman Hazeh, which is only the Rabbanon, and the sugya in Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah deraisa. So there is a makom lechalek between the two, but where does he get, how does he know that that's the din? So that's based on the Gemara on his day. The Gemara is going to have later on different opinions how much of Kriyashma has to be recited in our Torah. So the one opinion is that the first two parshiyas are the mitzvah of Kriyashma. The first parshiyah is the mitzvah of the Chiyus Mitzvah. But the first two parshiyos are the mitzvah of Kriyashma. How do you know the first two parshiyos? Because the one parshiyos says the divide of bone. The first parshiyos says the divide of bone. The second parshiyos says, Shabbat Shalom Alechol. How did you say it?
The boss and the double book.
The double book. So it says both in the first and the second it says the double book. And then there's one opinion in the Gemara, no, that only the first parshiyos is saying is Menachos. I in the second parasha also says the Zabra Plum. So the Gemara says that goes on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Doesn't go on the mitzvah of Kriyashma. In the first parasha it says the Dibart of Amishim Tachavim Yisrachol B'Shach B'Chol Kumecho. You should say this parasha B'Shach B'Chol Kumecho. In the second parasha it just goes the Malkum Asmaz B'Nech and the Zabra Plum. You should teach your children Torah. That doesn't go away. You teach your children Torah all day, all night, when they're sleeping, when they're waking, when they're walking, when they're traveling. That's not the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Mitzvah Tana Torah, so the mitzvah of creation is only the first Tana. That's one Tana holds like that. And then the Ramban says there's a third Tana, other Rishonim deny this, but the Ramban says there's a third Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Anas, he holds only consecration, Shema Yisrael is Menat Torah, and the rest is only with the Rabbanim. So therefore, because the Rabbi Yehuda Anas is of the opinion that consecration is their item, the rest is only the Rabbanim, that's where Yudah Hamasi was on the opinion that you only have to have Kavanah Pirush Hamila is on the Pasuk Rishma. And then the rest of the after you only have to have Kavanah Pirush Hamila. That's how we pass it. You only have to have Kavanah Pirush Hamila on the Pasuk Rishma. You don't need Kavanah on the rest. Why not? So one would have learned, well, it says, you should have Kavanah Pirush Hamila. That Pasuk Alavach means there's Kavanah Pirush Hamila. And what we just said before, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. One command is that there is a kosher. So the Ramban says, no, that's not a pshat. The Ramban says, because mitzvahs are right to speak as kavana, mitzvahs are rabbanim ain't speak as kavana, and to speak as kavana, spirish amilei, it's not identical with kavana losses. Kavana losses is when you shake a lulav, they have in mind to be yotzei mitzvah not. When he's not to be have mind to be yet to the mitzvah or not, it has nothing to do with any previous on either. He was talking, you have to know what the word Shema Yisrael Shamakana Shamachot means. You have to know the translation. So they're really unrelated. They're really two unrelated issues. One could have said mitzvah Sichas Kavana, you have to have Kavana about it. But it's not necessary to know the Pirush HaMidrash. Just read the words, you don't have to know what it says. One could have said Fakir. You could have said that mitzvah is Sichas Kavana, and you do have to have Kavana Pirush HaMidrash. Not so. So the Ramban attacks those who say like this. And those who made a whole word. I said, Tzvei Allah is that the Kavana Pirush HaMidrash is Lachud. And the Kavana Kavana Lach is Lachud. Which is certainly correct, there are two different kavanas, but he says those who say that they're not interrelated, he says he can't see that. He says it is interrelated. If you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, you have to have kavana losses, you have to, your mind has to be working, not just your body. Then once you say your mind has to be working to have kavana losses, then you can insist your mind has to be working to think about the Pirush HaMidrash as well. But if you hold mitzvah same sichas kavana, your mind never has to work when you do a mitzvah, then you're not required that you have to know the Pirush HaMidrash either. So the Ramban says that this is totally dead deserved. Whether you, when you need Kavana Pirush HaMidrash is going to dependent on whether or not you need Kavana Losses. So how do we pass him? So the Ramban says, the Gemara says how we pass him. First, the Krishna needs Kavana Pirush HaMidrash, and the rest does not. And why not? That's the Ramban. Because first, the Krishna is their Raisa. Exactly what the Ramban says. First, the Krishna is their Raisa. And this is Sikhas Kavana Zonim, this is their Raisa. So therefore, you need Kavana Pirush HaMidrash also. And the rest of Krishna is only with the Rabbanon, so you say mitzvah, same shrich as Kavana, but not only do you not need Kavana, lots of it, you don't need Kavana, Shri Shami, and Shri Shami. Because that's people. No. The Ramban says, the Ramban recognizes that they're two different Kavanas. Kavala Lotzik is one thing, and Kavana Tirish, I mean, just to know what you're talking about, the same function is another thing. But he doesn't believe that you should split between the two. He thinks that one is dependent on the other. Can one require Kavana Tirish, I mean, the Ramban is like the Ramban. He says, and a mitzvah derives that we talk in mitzvah sichas kavana, and mitzvah kavana is a mitzvah sichas kavana. So therefore, the first pasuk is derives, and therefore it's possible to make sense to be part of Pirush HaMidrash. And the rest is only the rabbanon. So you say mitzvah sichas kavana, you don't need kavana left there. So you certainly don't need kavana Pirush HaMidrash. Some of that's sila. Sila is a different thing. Sila is a different thing. You can say the erotic, Kabbalah, and Mahashamayim is a different thing. Yeah. That's the time against the Ramban. Isn't it such a simple distinction? Kabbalah Lassus is one issue, and Kabbalah Pirush HaMidrash. The Kabbalah and Mahashamayim is a different thing. The Ramban time is not some. I don't know. Shri and Sushin, yeah. Yeah, well, if that's the correct, we thought from that hero Israel is not the correct translation. That's what we're up to in the Gemara now. How do you translate the word Shema? But you have to ask Kavana, what the word is. We don't say that. Kavana Lashis, you have to believe in God and believe that the mitzvahs are in Atari, and then we say that it's mitzvah same to the Kavana. But if he doesn't believe in a mitzvah, he never heard of this mitzvah, then the Ram says, then it's Mishasek. Then everybody sees that they're not here. Okay. Okay, or if the person refuses, says he just doesn't want to be a communist. Get is different. The get, Kavanat Hashem erects on me, is different. He says, I want to give a get. He says, I want to give a get. But we know in the talk he doesn't want to. So we say, no, since he says he wants to, and we know that he really wants to, deep in the thought, he really wants to. No, here the guy doesn't say he wants to do the mitzvah. He says he's doing the mitzvah. He says he doesn't believe it. No, but he's giving it under the book and said he doesn't believe in it. We know that he doesn't believe in it. Doesn't mean anything to him. He's doing it to make his wife happy, to make his father happy, to make his parents happy. That's our intention to divorce his wife.
Let's
say he's been obstinate, they had him in jail for the next 60 years. And he's still licensed, and he's not going to give back yet. And now they're ready, they say, okay, we're going to shoot you now. He says, okay, give me a gift, I'll give it up, give the gift. He still doesn't want to give the gift. You know what the party doesn't want to give it. Ramam asked, yeah, I was a good. Ramam goes to me, he didn't want to give that explanation. That deep in his heart, he knows that he really does want to. So as long as he says outwardly he wants to, you know, deep in his heart he wants to, so it's just him. It was 50 years that he said he doesn't want to, that was a pseudo personality. That wasn't really his true self. But now, the real personality is really coming out. He says he wants to give it a guess, that's the real.
No, because
the
Kabbalah show up, someone hold your gun to it. Maybe the real personality is not coming out yet.
No, but he's not saying outwardly that he wants to be rich. He says, I come on the Shalom. He got a gift. He says, I want it. Right, Tony. He says, right, Tony, I want to divorce my wife. He doesn't say at all, I want to be rich. He goes through with it for some other reason. To make his parents happy. I think so. That's the type of book. It's not a Ramban. I think it's a Ramban and Rashi Shani. And Sugi and Mishnah Kavon, the bottom of the years, I think the Ramban quotes our Gemara that distinguishes between Mishnah Zerais as opposed to Mishnah Zeragon. Ramban has another thing, he has quite a few traditions. The Ramban and Rashi, that's one, he interprets our Gemara that only contribution needs Kavon and the rest of creation doesn't, because the first part is the right direction of the Ramban. Then Ramban has another thing here. There is a discussion in Chulin. What if I take a knife and I throw the knife to hit a target on the wall? And a bird flies by and if the animal looks fine against the shock and property, is that good enough? So that's not what it's not about. The Gemara says, whether it's tikkun tzvicha kavon or not, it's the same shaila whether it's tzvicha or the mikvah needs kavon. Let that person is coming, and a woman, someone is coming, and they fell, crossing over a bridge, and they fell into the river, and they fell under the surface of the water, and then they're ready to drown, and they finally get their head above the water, and they get back to the driveway, and they go up. They get out on the driveway. Then they realize, oh, they were something, they were just talking about a kosher mikvah. If the river was a kosher mikvah, would it be good for Tahara? Do you say that people in the mikvah also need kavana or not? So the Gemara says the same machlag in Chazan Raya. Same machlag in Chazan Raya. Whether shita needs kavana, the same shayla whether the people in the mikvah needs kavana. So how does this relate to mitzvah shita kavana? So the Chidush Yeharan, Anchulin, quotes the Ramban, Anchulin as saying, totally unrelated to this issue, you shouldn't confuse issues. We're not talking Yetzizayin and Mitzvah from Shchita. We're not talking Yetzizayin and Mitzvah from Shchita. Shadow whether the Shchita's kasha can eat the flesh, is it a matter, is it a retire? Is the sin and the mitzvah retire you or not? We're not discussing Yetzizayin. He says they're not Yetzizayin, you fell in. You're mamash a mitzvah. There's the shayla of the matir and the tahara, and this is the shayla of the mitzvah. The Ramban and Rosh Hashanah says, no, that's the shayla over there where the mitzvah says, kavana, that's the machlokes of Satan. Where the shechita needs kavana, where the sin of the mitzvah needs kavana. We talk to that is good. That you come out now, we talk to this is the that's against what the Ramban himself is driving at over here. Steer in the Ramban. That's the second Chiddush. That's more than one Ramban there. Then he has a third Chiddush when he writes, this is a big issue between Rav Chaim Eiser and the Chazanish. Rav Chaim Eiser, when he printed a whole volume, Achiezer, on the bulk of the volume is on the Yoni Kochi. So Rav Chaim Eiser assumes that when the Gemara says when Yishech Kavonis, Shchita doesn't need Kavonis, that's only Shchita Tzul. But when Yishech Kavonis, so if it's not the question, it's possible. It's not good. We have to have in mind the same Shchita Kavonis. So the Shchita is that only a din that's applicable for Shchita, and does it also apply to Kavonis, to Hailoch, and to Vigil? The Mishnah has six Kavanas, but then the Mishnah says the Mishnah Sam, so Sam was the Shema for all the six. Sam was the Shema Koi. And the Mishnah says, in Eretz Kavana, you should always be Sam. You shouldn't have the mind with shame home because you may make a mistake. You may confuse one person with the other, one partner with the other, because that's not... You just have in mind whoever is the Bala Kavan, whatever Kavan is supposed to be, that's what it should be for. So that, those kabbalists he doesn't know. So let's say he's chef, but he knows it's a carbon. He has a chef for Shen Kabbalah. So that din, that the shechita's kosher needs kabbalah, and if he's nishafik is no good, is that only in shechita? Or does it apply to all the dalar avodas hadam? Does it apply to kabbalah halacha and to zrik as well? So of course, you're saying, you know, right? Does it have shechita? Man in the south is actually supposed to shine man, because it is shechita, the man doesn't say about the other. So that's what kind of this thing. And the chelik and kosher, and achiyah, you too, the tongue is in the shechita. So the Chazon Ish disagreed with him, and he sent to add, I think the Agudah must have had a newspaper then, so he printed an anonymous letter in the newspaper that he saw the Gobla Dora, I'm later just put out a newspaper, and he looked at the tape, and he asked back on that, that he wants to point out a Ha'orah that what he wrote, that only Shchita needs Kavona and the other Avodah Zarah, is that Ramban in Rosh Hashanah says Kavona. There was the Shchita's Kachin. No, Shchita's Kachin, Shchita's Kachin is possible. They're primarily the thing that it's only by Shchita, not by the other Avodahs. So the Chazon Ish dug up this Ramban and Mohammed and Rosh Hashanah. We had all these three Chidushim in one short piece. And we took them into the Kavona. So the Ramban assumes over there that Nisatik Rikachin is possible is because this is Sikhus Kavana. Pasuk Shav and Yiloh Yigemar is not Rikachin possible, it's really Shchita Kavana. It's not, it one level makes it, one level links it together with the general study of Sikhus Kavana and Sikhus Kavana, but the Ramban links it up. So the Ramban says it's because this is Sikhus Kavana. So he assumes that it's not only restricted to Shchita, it applies to all the avoiders. My, I'm wide off the Shchita. That was the anonymous letter that the Chazon Ish sent into the newspaper that they had. So Reb Chaim Eizer already knew that there was only one person in Vilna who would know all the Mohammedans. So he sent a letter into the also into the newspaper. So he wrote the Chazon Ish went under the name Ish, Avram Yishayahu. So Reb Chaim Eizer sent a letter to the newspaper. The Ish HaMichtater, he wrote the Ish Aleph Yashim Rosh Hashanah. So the Ish who hides under the anonymity of writing, he signed it one of the year. One of the admirers of the Gavla Dorot, he says, to the man who hides under the anonymity of being one of the admirers, and he wrote Ish in the Rosh Hashanah, that he knew who it was, that it was the Chazon Ish. So he gave some response, I forget about where he felt that the Ramban was a secret side author, that the others disagreed. But all these three Chidushim are in one Ramban. Ramban and Rosh Hashanah has all three together. That the Pasuk Mishnah, the Ikavon and the rest doesn't Ikavon and Tirush HaMilus is because Pasuk Mishnah is the right and rest is the Rabbanah and Tirush HaMilus is probably better there in this Nikos Kavonah and then the Shchar Beshchit with Zilin and Mikra whether it's Kavonah or not, he writes it in probably better there. Probably in the Shaila, this Nikos Kavonah. He says that Suki is working on assumption that he's talking this same Nikos Kavonah, which is very difficult. There is a Tashtir and the Rabbanah already. And then the third one is that the Ramban assumes that Shchita Tzach and Shchita Kavan is also because of the Shchita Kavan.
All the
he took all the Shchita and Shas and he put everything all together.
Very famous
Shchita is only a Mafia, that's the Kasha. That's what the Taz in Allah points out, that sometimes you say a Brichot Shelach Vahidu. You know you say Asher Kirishonah and the Tzach and Sivonu, yeah. It's not always a bichas hamitzvah. Sometimes it's a bichas shalach leizor. Like bichas eitz, and he gives the mashal. But he says, "Shikir shalach the mitzvah to the tivano," and the Rosh says that it's not a bichas hamitzvah. That's the Taz's mashal. Right. Yeah. Here the Gemara doesn't have a discussion. Rosh Hashanah has one line. What a mitzvah is kavana. There, it's talking, and Rosh Hashanah is a long subject. And as long as the subject is, the Gemara doesn't quote what the Ramban quoted. The law doesn't quote Shchita's Kachim, and the law doesn't quote Shchita's Kulin, and Shriva and Mikveh, and the law doesn't quote Pasuk Rishon even Kabbalah. These are all the Ramban added those on. But he included all this also, that it's called the Rishon. Then the Gemara starts with Yushal. How do you translate the Pirush HaMilas of Shema Yisrael? Is it a hero, is it a hero or not? So the Gemara quotes, Tara Abba, we have a Brisa. Kriya Shema Kichtovo, that you only heard the Kriya Shema if you recite it in Hebrew. If you recite Kriya Shema in translation, even if it's the correct translation, you're not going to. The Chachamim Man, we don't pass like Rebbe. We pass like the Chachamim B'chol Loshon. You can say it in translation as well. They also agree that it has to be Kichtova. Some person will recite the synopsis of Kriya Shema or recite a long drasha that contains all the ideas of Kriya Shema. He's not going to. Have to recite something which is a translation word-by-word translation of the Pesukim Kirshan. They don't think we need Kirshava.
Machleket Rabbi Nachachamim is,
since the Hase Kirshava is a considered Kirshman Kirshava if he recited in translation. The Rebbe says, no, it's only called Kirshava in the original Hebrew. Nachachamim says, if you say it in translation, it's also good if it's a literal translation. That means, well, my time is the Rebbe, how does Rebbe know how to be in the original Hebrew? I'm a Torah. So you have gone my head, so you mean Baba Yosan you should be in the original state, that's in the original. The Kumish is in Hebrew, you have to be said Kriyash from the original Hebrew. We are Abana on my Tamai, how did Hacham know that he went to the Cholosh? That the Gemara, I'm a Kroh, Shema, Shema doesn't mean Hero Israel, Shema means understand. Shema means the Cholosh is not the Shemeya. You get to Kriyash in any language that you understand. Break the Gemara, will the Rebbe Nami up to Shema? How can Rebbe insist that you're not here to Krishna? In translation, the state of Shema means understand that the name. Shema means hear, O Israel. The soft Lashmir, he does not. If a person says Krishna so softly that he can't hear, or he says loud, but he's deaf, or he's not deaf, he has a plug in his ears. So if he can't hear, then he's just not yet there. If a person is deaf, they shouldn't bother to say Krishna, because as loud as he's going to sing, he won't hear, so he won't be right there. Rebbe holds it, Lashmir, Shmir, Lashmir, 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 Lashmir. That's a machlek is Rebbe in the Rabbana. What's the translation of the word Shema? Rebbe holds that Shema means hero Israel. The Chacham says, no, Shema means understand. And he shall name it, I understand. Understand, O Israel. That's what the Gemara says. The Rebbe Nami has to Shema, how can Rebbe say that you're not yet in translation? State of Shema, which means Havana, understand. So the Gemara says, no. Hu mevayle, hashma liyoznacha, mashashamayshu b'sikha. You have to hear with your ears, you have to say so loud. You should hear what you say. Great mother Rabbanon. Have the Rabbanon know that Pshat and Shema means, Chalosh and Shat and Shemeya. You should understand. They can mean, say so loud, you should hear it. Or do they disagree? Rabbanon, Sabri Nuh, come on, Rabbanon, Rosh Meliyot, no, that's not. The Chacham says that even if you didn't hear it, you might say. But the word Shema doesn't mean hear. The word Shema means understand. That's exactly the Machlok. Yeah. The Shema says, Acher, Shamezab, Adem, and Shemeya. So according to Rebbe, he's not going to be able to say he just can't be able to Krishna. Why can't he come in here, can?
Yes,
what? Yeah, that is, that's on the assumption that you don't need Hashmi Eliyazna, but then you have a prayer to Machlok, you need to have life in the Sato. But one opinion is that here is to be one. We don't pass like that. We talk to you need to be one. But that's, yes, but that's all on the assumption that you don't require Mashmir Yadna. If you need Mashmir Yadna, so certainly you can't say here is enough. If you have it, you don't need Mashmir Yadna, then you haven't even heard of Mashmir Yadna, you don't need much to discuss them. That's the machlokes, according to Rebbe, that you have. That's how we talk. We talk that you don't need much more than yours. The Chatzila, we talk that you should be much more brachas in Kriyash, not everything. You should be lachatzila, you should be much more than yours. But for the evidence you weren't, we talk that you have. But according to Rebbe Shita, it is not Yishmili Yosem, it's not Yatsa. And you're not yet to even be able
to. There could be words, so we will agree on it.
According to Rebbe, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. Unless the person doesn't have a mouth, the person can't speak. Can't speak, you can't speak, they can't fulfill it. In the Gila, there's such a machlok as I was showing you. In the Gila, the Mishnah says, Kara Gitzis Resistim, Mavis Lamadim, is Yosef. So there's one opinion there, the Ramban holds that the only time he gets in translation is if you don't understand the original. So the Mishnah says, Kara Gitzis Resistim. Sounds like he doesn't understand the original. And the other opinion is that even if he does understand, but I would think over here that even if he does understand it, everybody would agree that he gets in translation.
So
the special machlok is on the Gila.
Someone is reading Krishna.
According to Rebbe Shita, there's no chiyuv Krishna, he can't be yotze. Even if he'll try, he won't be able to be yotze. Like a deaf person can't be yotze to hear shreza. There's nothing he can do. If you don't hear the shreza, you're not yotze. So a deaf person doesn't even have to try to blow. Even if he'll blow himself, he won't accomplish anything because he can't hear.
So somebody is watching somebody read the session. Read the verse. He doesn't hear, but he reads. He doesn't hear anything.
Shemeh Akaina. Shemeh Akaina. If you hear,
then you don't have to have Shemeh.
to say it to you, he doesn't have to hear his own voice.
Yoni Shriya means if we talk to Yoni Shriya, it means if I'm doing the Kriya, Yoni Shriya. But if I'm neither, I'm not doing the Kriya, nor do I have a Shriya. That's not good. That's not good. There's a machlokes, it's a machlokes, but he says Shnei Kanei by Krishna. Right, but let's say Kiddush. Shnei Kanei by Krishna is a Shabbat. But let's say by Kiddush. Because the Kiddush are reading someone's word. Certainly not.
But you have to learn it.
By Shmita, you have two aspects, possibly. One may say that there is an Isra, and they think the Father is on the Isra, but there certainly is an Isra, you have a Matir. So you point out, you can have the Hetz and Shmita, the Hetz and Ratzin, and the fact that's in the But Krishna, all you have is a Mitzvah. All you have is a Mitzvah. So Rebbe says no Mitzvah, so there's no Mitzvah. So you're not yet.
Yeah,
because
not saying the words, but
the understanding of the words. If he's in shul, and everybody else is saying Krishna, he's not going to say, so it's going to look funny, so he should say along with them, even though he's not yet. So that's how the Gemara says later. The Gemara has such a thing later. But even though you're not yet, and it's for Krishna, you should still be in the Kabbalah and Mahashma together with these people.
Yeah.
But I think that's only because he's in shul, and the others are reciting Krishna, so he should do something along with them, not to be trying to not see them yet. So let's say he's at home. But he's not there to Krishna, he's not yet there. There's nothing he can do about.
Suppose there's the impulses of electric.
Rebbe knows you can't do Yotzei Shmoneh Asrei either. You're not Yotzei Brichas Kishon, not Yotzei Kiddush Avdol, nothing. If the person is not Mashmi Eliyot, then he's not Yotzei anything. The reason of course, it's there. The reason of course is Shmoneh. How do they know to apply to everything basically? Everything is based on Kiddush.
Does the ear, point the ear nearly sends a message to the brain. What happens if the person is able to bypass the ear and get the same impulse into the brain as he was from the ear, but there's also the dip in there, which is not in the brain. I mean, today machinery, the ear can bypass the impulse and can be driven to the brain. He didn't hear it for the other, but he got the same messages. Or like you said before, he drinks from the lips.
You have to find out exactly what sensation is that. The Gemara doesn't make such a distinction. It all puts it together. The Gemara says there's a double machlokes between Rebbe and the Chacham. One machlokes is for the Tzor of Hashmi Eliyahu, no? But one machlokes is because Moshe Shach Hashmi, everything hinges on the Tzivus Hashmi, because Shema, does Shema mean Hashmi Eliyahu, no? Or does Shema mean because Moshe Shach Hashmi? So either means one or means the other, doesn't mean both. So it comes out, it's a double machlokes. Whether you use it in translation, and number two, whether Hashmi Eliyahu is Machlokes. Zegt die Gemara on the second white line of the Rabbana, Nami Haksiva, Har Yuh, how can a Chacham say that he hears the Kriyashman translation? What about Rebbe's Pasuk for Har Yuh? Har Yuh sounds like the Har Yuh Shehu in the original Hebrew. The Gemara says, no, Hulun Baila, the Shehi Kula Bafrit. Well, Har Yuh tells you it should be Bahava Yosem, Kava Yosem Yuh should be in the original state. If you want the same translation, it should be a translation, literal translation. Not some to rearrange the ideas and to say it in a different form. So Shehi Kula Bafrit, you have to read all the Pesukim in order as a literal translation. The Gemara, and how does Rebbe know that? How does Rebbe know? That Har Yuh tells you it should be in the original Hebrew. Shabbat Yashim Yom. Mamish in the original Hebrew. Maybe it's enough if it's in the right order, even if it's in translation. Rebbe, Shmikul HaMachrem, and all they have is not a more elementary thing. Don't you have a cloth of fast and move like the fast to fast and one to fast and Yami Yahusa from a fast. Like Bahayu should be Kami Yashim Yom. Bahayu Yashim should be in the original. So does that just mean that the original should be not the reader of the Machrem, it should be in order? But if you say it in translation, it's also Kofir Sava. Or does it even mean more than that? Absolutely the original, everything the original, you can't even say in translation. The best thing about Kasha, how does Rebbe know to say that it includes so much? Tafasim Rubala Tafasim, Tafasim or Tafasim. Maybe the Pasuk only tells me, Shalikana Machrem, so the Gemara says, oh, yeah, there's different Pasuk for that. So the Gemara, Nafgalim is Varim Hadvam, says, Vayu Hadvarim Ha'ele. Then it says, are you Dvar Ha'ele Shalikana Tavachayom? The Dabbebom, later on Dabbebom, or maybe you should say over these issues, these matters. No, rather it says, Ha Dvarim Ha'ele, that already tells you Dvarim Yitzavom, you have to say this text. But I would have thought it's good in translation also. So now that it says, oh, are you? Dabbe Yosem Yehu, so that adds that it should even be in the original Hebrew. Luke Greg Digimari, Virabonon, don't the Rabbonon also know that Shaloyika Lamashreya, that you should say Yitzavom is really not some Ha Dvarim Ha'ele, these two hey ideas. So shouldn't they use the Hayu to teach me that it should be in the original Hebrew? The Gemara says, no, Dvarim Hadvarim, Lohi Darshi. They can't, they hold, you cannot Darshi from Hadvarim Ha'ele, from the Hei Ha'idiyo, that it has to be Daske Shichsam. So they need the Hayu to tell me that. So they have no Pasuk to tell me that it has to be Daske in the original Hebrew. That's the double machlok. Check the Gemara, it's interesting. Whenever the Gemara has a, which Blach has a lot about this, it's called what's the Svara Achitrena. But every Gemara has a Pasuk. We dash it from this Pasuk that the din is like this. Why did you need the Pasuk to tell you that the din is like that? Apparently it's not for the Pasuk. You would have thought on your own, the Svara Achitrena would have been. What would you have thought without the Pasuk? The Svara Achitrena would have been otherwise. But here, the Machlech is getting up on Rebbe needs the Pasuk to tell me the Hoyu, the Habiyasam Yehu, that you're not yet to Krishna in translation. The family is not for the Pasuk. The Svara Achitrena Rebbe would have been, but he would be here to Krishna in translation. And the Chachamim need a Pasuk, Shema B'chalosh HaShemeya, they hold there's a Pasuk that tells you that you are yet in translation. And Lule, that Pasuk, the Svara Achitrena would have been, but you're not yet in translation. But it's interesting that Rebbe's not going on, they start off in opposite directions, what the Svara Achitrena would have been, and then they arrive, because each one has a Gzeres HaKosuf, they arrive at opposite conclusions, but they would have said otherwise. Where did each one come to this Svara Achitrena? Let it take a while to grab these things, that if not for the Pasuk of Rahayu, you would have been Yerzi Krishna of the Chaloshan. And the Rabban thing, if not for the Pasuk of Shema, you would have only been Yerzi Krishna. So the Gemara says, oh, it must be a Machlekes in Kriyas HaTerah and Kol HaTerah Kula. It says, what about in general Kriyas HaTerah? And then we'll apply it to Kriyas Shema. In general Kriyas HaTerah, are you Yerzi the deal of Kriyas HaTerah in translation, or does it have to be that in the original Hebrew? So the Gemara says, that must be the Machlekes. What's it in Kol HaTerah Kula? Kriyas HaTerah. So that's what they said, what Kriyas HaTerah? There is no Kriyas HaTerah there. I don't know if I call it Kriyas HaTerah. That's Tezis Kasha. That's what the Gemara suggests. The name, or should I say, the Sovereign Rebbe Kol HaTerah Kula B'chol Lashon Nemra, that Kriyas HaTerah in general, when it comes to any other Kriyas HaTerah, you can hear it in translation. These are the types of Lashon HaKadosh Nemra. Because if you're going to tell me that Kriyas HaTerah all the time needs to be in Hebrew, so where did Rebbe get this Svarach Eitzana, why does Rebbe think that it's not for the Pasuk of Rahayu? I would have thought that he had to the Chaloshan. Where would he have come to think like that? So obviously he thinks that Kriyas HaTerah in general is good and evil. And the Rabbana obviously thinks that Kriyas HaTerah in general is only good and evil. That's what they thought, that they would have thought that Kriyas was only an evil. That's what they did in Pasuk Shema B'Chaloshan HaTerah Shema, they said that this Kriyas HaTerah is different.
It
wouldn't
end, Bobby. I thought it was originally evil.
So that's what Tosfos suggests. Maybe it means that Har Sinai, when the Baruch Shalom proclaimed the Torah dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, what language was it given? So Tosfos says that you can't say. Yeah, that's what Tosfos quotes in Moran Shabbos. that the official text of the Torah certainly is Hebrew, no machlekes on that. And then Taisus says the last three lines of the Taisus is the Lashon HaKodesh Nemro. The official language at the time of Maimon HaKodesh was certainly Hebrew, but then it was Mishalek, there was simultaneous translation of Tanakh. Everybody agrees to those facts. Everybody agrees to that. Could it be that Machlokes is in the Nitzvah of Talmud Torah, and he heard Talmud Torah to give a shiur in English? If he talk in English, could it be? Could it be? That's what the writer said. Could it be? The Shikun Kufet is going to the name of the rabbi. Go to the Machlokes. Are you going to the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah? You speak in Shem. So Hatala. How can it be? The Tana, the Gemara, that there's a Tana who thinks there's a Tana who say,
ooh.
So the Yeshivas, they say Shat in the rabbi. How can you think such a wild thing? Machlokes could be Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In your own Yeshivas, you speak Hebrew. How can it be? So they say Shat is like this. I don't say either. No, so they say the Yeshivas Shat is like this. The Magen Avraham says, the beginning of Baruch Hashem, the Magen Avraham says, when you say Kabbalah, he never comes to Avraham, so he says, when you say Tilim, even if you don't understand what he's saying, you're still saying Tilim, it's a text of Tarashim itself, you say the text. When you say Mishnayis, and you don't understand what you're saying, there's no Mitzvah at all. Because Tarashim Altair, there is no specific text. We happen to have a text. We have Talmud Bavli, we have a text, Tesis, we have the Rambam, we have the Riz, the Rosh, we have a text. And if anybody's going to change a word in the text, they're going to put a mechir, they're going to tumble, they're going to correct it in the next edition. Also, our throne is standing out of the two lines written on the first page of Rashi. But it's advertised for weeks and weeks in the Jewish press, whoever wants the missing two lines, one word missing, they're going to correct it. We have a text, but if you didn't, that's not called a text. Rashi wrote, the Gemara wrote, the Mishnah wrote, that's not a text. The Torah is well said, the Iker is the Havon. But the Torah Shabbat, there's a text, a specific text of all the Chassam's one. So that's what the Magen Avraham says long after that. If a person learns Torah Shabbat and he doesn't understand, he has a mitzvah, because I'll tell you something, he's eating different Torah. If he eats Torah Shabbat without understanding, he doesn't see my mitzvah at all. So that's perhaps what the Rabbin is driving at. If a person is reading, if a person reads Torah Shabbat and he does understand, not only is he reading Torah Shabbat, he even understands it too. But the Magen Avraham says, what if he reads Torah Shabbat and he doesn't understand this, it's still, it's a mitzvah. So that's perhaps what the Rabbin says. So a person to be yoked the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a chav, to read the text of Torah Shmatav, is a yoked to read it in translation. That's the shah. So the rabbi learns that that was the machlokes in the Gemara. If he says, he talks in learning, what are you talking about? He says, tell us about this, how are you yoked to the choloshim? You yoked to the data of Hebrew at all. The pastor says, you don't need Amir. The Gemara says in there that you need Amir because it's a gula for the Korah. Chanehem l'chol motzayim, l'chol motzayim. That the people who pronounce the learning, they pronounce it loud, so their ears are involved in learning. If they don't pronounce it loud, they say lips are involved in learning. If they're only thinking and learning, only the mind is involved in learning. So the more they want to get involved in the learning, so the more it's Google for the coroner will be. And Chayim Ha'im is really Chayim Ha'im, Chayim Ha'im, Chayim Ha'im, all is Google. But as far as the Talmud Torah, all the pastors, the Mitzvah Talmud Torah is fulfilled, even without pronouncing the word, that's the Torah Shabbat Pesach. If the Yesu will just hear her, the Hagisa for Yom HaVolayla, the one that can quote the passage, the Hagisa for the Hagisa means Hagin HaLeik, so he heard the Torah Shabbat said by Higayin, Hagin HaLeik, so he heard the B'chol Roshan also. But we're discussing here, the right of we're discussing Torah Shabbat Shab, that you have to read a text, so that's what the Gemara discusses, the Mitzvah of Mikra, the Mitzvah of Nima, Torah Shabbat Shab, and you heard you read it in translation. That's how the right of but the other Rishon don't learn like that. The Rishon don't, the Gemara is talking about Kriya HaTorah, so that's what the Yesh, what's not Kriya HaTorah? That's what Taisus says. There is no Kriya Satorah. The Lashon HaKodesh Nemro. That's how the Gemara says. Should I say that the Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanon? It's a double Machlokes. What's the Svara HaChitzayna? What's what I thought illuminated passage? Depends on what the Kala Tarakuda the Lashon HaKodesh Nemro the Lashon Nemro. And here each one has a passage that tells me that here the din is different. Kriya Shema Zayir Shema Zayir. That's how the Gemara here. Let's just first read the Gemara. Let's see. The Gemara says, the Rebbe should I say? And according to Rabbi Kama Tarakuna, the Chalosh and Emra, that Kriya Satara in general is good. In all languages, these are the best of the Chalosh and Akadisham, they say Kala Tarakuna. Kriya Satara has to be only in Hebrew, so why does he need a particular like Kriya Shema Vayu, Kasach Ma'a Lomali, where he needs the Hoyu, that Kriya Shema should be in Hebrew, all Kriya Satara has to be in Hebrew. So the more answers, no, it's the Hanid, the particular Hoyu. Should the Chiv Shema? Because it says Shema, so one might have been misled into understanding the Chalosh and Shat Shemaya, so read the Hoyu, which outweighs the Drash of Shema. Rebbe holds that the drasha of Ahayu is stronger than the drasha of Shema. It's more mashma to him. So you shouldn't darsha Shema. Then it works as the same thing under Rabbana. The name of the Tavra Rabbana can't have a Kula Balash Makodesh Nemra. Only Krishna you use in translation. But obviously, yes, that has to be in Hebrew. Why? He's like a writer. But Halash Nemra is the Rabbana, hold on and call that a Kula. Kriya Tatara is good in any language. So why did you need a passage that Kriya Shema is good in translation? If Kriya Tatara is always good in translation, as Kriya Tatara is always good in translation, Shema the Kasach Mara Lomali, and Krishna is same as everything else. But Mazen Ipsa, why? Shem Dechiba, are you? The Rabban holds that the drasha from Shema, B'chadash HaShat HaShemeya, is stronger, outweighs the drasha of Ahayu. But if you wouldn't have Shema, you would just have Ahayu, you would have been misled into understanding that the Daf in Hebrew. So that's why you need Shema to tell you the drasha of Ahayu differently, but it doesn't roll on Daf Kalosh HaShem. So then it comes out, you can't really tell how they hold. So it leaves it, the Gemara leaves it HaShayla, the Gemara leaves it hanging. What's that going to do? Well, the Kalosh HaKud, B'chadash HaNemra, or B'chadash HaKadosh HaNemra. So that's the Taisa says, what are you talking about? Where do you have a mitzvah Kriya Tatayra? The Araisa anywhere outside of Krishna? The Mishnah in Saita gives the list of mitzvahs that have to go in the morning, mitzvahs that have to be recited in Amira. So the Mishnah says that that Bichas Karnim has to be in the original Hebrew. That if the Karnim said in translation, it's not good. And the Mishnah lists off Mikra Bikurim and the Psuki by Chalitza that the Ovam and the Ivami recite. And Vidrin Meister, and what else? We're going to talk about Parsha Zechariah, we'll get to that in a minute. So the Mishnah lists off different things, which have to be adopted by Lashon HaKodesh, and which are in translation, and in each case, the Gemara has a passage. So the Balei HaTeitzus, yes, there's Kasha. The Gemara, the Balei HaTeitzus, yes. What do you need Tzukim? You have 10 Dinah. Five of them have to be, when the Levim said the Bracha to Golda, the Hagrid Maharevel. Did it have to be Dafki in Hebrew? Could it be in translation? The Gemara has a process for that. The ten different mitzvahs that had to be Dafki here, what's in his kinema? So the Gemara has for the 10 demons that had to be with Kriya, so five of them the Gemara has Sukkim that had to be Dafki in the original Hebrew, and five of them the Gemara has Sukkim that it could be in translation. So they're showing the following places here, like the Gemara asks here, what do you need? Where do you start? Where's the most solution? Where's your Svarach HaKitayna? What do you assume? What would you have assumed? What would the din have been without the process? So whatever the din would have been, so why do you need 10 Tzukim? Or you need a 5 to tell you the Yetzim and HaKalah. Whatever you would have thought on your own, so those parts you then you know on your own has to be Dachkalah HaKadosh. Or that it can be good in translation, whichever way you hold. You should only need a process for the other. So that's what the Balei HaTeitzus say. And when the Gemara says that there are 10 Din and 10 Tzukim, it's not really true. According to one sheep, there only goes 5 tzukim, and according to the other sheep, there only goes 5 tzukim. You don't need all the 10 tzukim to say what the din is here and what the din is here. You start off with the Svarach HaKitayna. And then I need tzukim to teach me. The Gemara quoted all the 10 tzukim to cover all the tanoim. That whichever way you hold, whether Kolatar Kudu, or Kolatar Shinamra, or Kolatar Kadish Namra, everything is covered with a pot. So the Shabbat said, where does the Kapan of Kamina? The Mishnah lists off every single case. So what case is there that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah? Mikra Bikurim states and Chalitza says and Vida Meister and the Revi'im Mahagrid Mahareva, every mitzvah clear is there. And Kiddush and Avdol and Brachas, everything says that this is the same question. It's not true. Everything is spelled out. What was not mentioned in the Mishnah that's a mitzvah there, right there of Kriya Sukim that should depend on this abstract shayla? What is the Svarach HaKitayna? What it has to be Dafke in Hebrew or Yayetze B'chol Hashem? There's nothing left. There's nothing left. So some of them say Hakel. Hakel is not mentioned in the Mishnah. No, but the Mishnah says that some things they can't. Let's say, davening. No, but davening, you are your attention translation. In Kriya Shema, you are your attention. Still, half of the mitzvahs you are your attention translation.
The mitzvah
of The Hakel is a mitzvah of Kriya Tatar, they're right. In fact, the whole Kriya Tatar that we have Ezra instituted, and Moshe Rabbeinu instituted, everything is called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came to write the Tikkun. There is a mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah Pasuk, not like a common invented Yesh Me'ayin and idea. There is a mitzvah there, right, of Kriyas HaTorah Pasuk.
You do,
The Mishnah in the Gila talks about Gila has a machlokes hatanayim. Can you write the Torah in four languages or only in Ashurus or in Greek? The Greek, they all agree. The ancient Greek. The Rambam says you don't have that Greek anymore, I got lost. But in the old ancient Greek that they have is Manatanayim, all the Tanayim agree you can write it the Torah in the old Greek. And they have a dispute, the Tanayim have a machlokes. Still in the mezuzah, there's no dispute. It has to be in Kala Shura. That is no exception. There's no machlokes on that. But if it's a Torah, may certainly be written in Greek, but is it only Ashurit or Yevonit? Or can it be written even in Kala
Shura?
The Pashtus is the letters also. Pashtus is that it's translation? Yeah. By Megillah, that's it. Yeah, the Gemara says by Kriyas HaMegillah like that. That's it. Mishnah says that you have to Megillah in translation. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean translation, it means transliteration. The Gemara says that's the Gufim Shalano after the Hebrew characters, and you write in transliteration. Yeah. I don't know about the Sefer Torah. Also means like that. I don't know, maybe. That's the Gufim Gemara and the Gila took for it. In the Gila has to be transliterated, yeah, but I don't remember about a Sefer Torah, I don't think so. I think a Sefer Torah is written in Yevonit, and even if it's written in Yevonit. I think it's written in Greek letters. I think so. Even into the 1500s, they used to learn Master Yoin on Yom Kippur. Once a year, they used to learn Master Yoin from Greek to show that that's the equivalent of that you can learn. Right. The Gemara discusses that in the Gemara also. Yeah. Does the Gemara discuss that? Does it have the same condition or not? No, that was for the purpose of the human soil reading there, but that does not necessarily mean that it would be kosher to write a Sefer Torah in any other language. Not necessarily the same.
Yeah.
There is one day in Yishrenim like that, but in Shulchan Aruch we're fasting against that. In Shulchan Aruch we're fasting that in Hebrew when it's Yotzei, that's a Kiddush, Krishna. Hebrew you're Yotzei even if you don't understand, because Hebrew is a universal language, whether you understand or not. And the other languages are only a language for the person who understands it. That's how we pass them. Those who stay in Eilat HaMorim wants to say otherwise. But the Achrayim often we don't pass on that. He passed it the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the Shal Hashanah is the Yotzei Gavini and Krishna and everything, drop it, the Shal Hashanah is only for those who understand.
Yeah.
So again, so the Gemara has a Shaila here. In Tarash about that, yeah, Tarash about that for sure you're not here. But the Shaila is what about Tarash Bichtav? So the Rabbi claims the Shaila over here is on Tarash Bichtav. It's only written Tarash Bichtav only in Hebrew, in the midst of Talmud Torah. A Torah Shabbat only in Hebrew and any translation. And the other Shem don't go like they write it. So I'm reading it, but Lima Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat, okay? So they learn not like that. The Shem is Kriya Tatera. Which Kriya Tatera? So almost all the Kriya Tatera covered. We did Maitre and Bikurim and Chalitze and everything. Everything was mentioned in Mishnah. So Torah Shabbat say, Hakel is not, Hakel doesn't have a Pasuk. So what's the din by Kriya Tatera of Hakel? And the Shukis of Mishnah Tashmika, the Melech has to learn Parshat Hakel, Does it have to be dropped in the original Hebrew? Can it be in translation? What if the Sefer is written in translation? Would you be okay? The cases, some of the Balaam cases say, that's the Rashi-Mila. All the other cases, a reader on Yotam and Akhlala or a Akhlala. We know what the din is in all the cases. The only issue that, the only case that was never discussed, the Kako, that would be the Rashi-Mila. And cases by Yot, in another place it says, no, it's an Rashi-Mila for Parsha Zohar. The Gemara, the Gila, learned that from a person in Rashi Zala, there's a din there right so that you have to learn Parsha Zohar from a Akhlala. That's the din of Terechakshav, that's the doctor's specific text, not just the Seva Seh. That's the din of Terechakshav, a specific text of what if that text is written in translation? Well, you have to say the text is written in translation. Would it be 8 day or not? So that's the machlokes of Tanakh. And now that we show him right, the whole book of Shanim right, Parsha Zohar or Parsha Torah. That's what the Machaber calls. Yes, Shanim, the Parsha Zohar. Shanim, Shanim, how Parsha Zohar is also not there right. And how is it only not Machaber? The one that killed that learned that from a post is only not Machaber. It's not been there right, but you have to learn Parsha Zohar from a club. You speak about Amalek. You see Zechilas Amalek when you hear Megillas Esther and Purim. Another disachilas that says that the Parsha Zohar is the right. So the Chabad writes in Lukas Purim, Yeshom, the Parsha Zohar is the right. And Yeshom, the Parsha Torah is the right. That's what some of the Balei Hazaris said, the Parsha Torah is the right. So the Gemara is going right, so there must be at least written. Must be at least written. Why should Parsha Torah be right? At least Parsha Zohar, the Gemara has a marker. The Gemara Megillah has a drasha. Zohar is Shat Mach Amalek, Meshishka, and end of Meshishka. So you see that Zohar is not only delayed, but it has to be the Teh, and you add some of the Karma Sefer, then you need the Teh HaKtav, you learn that from a Pesach. You have to have a Kli in the Teh HaKtav, you have to have a Kli at the Torah of Parsha Zohar. You can say that it's an Asmach, you can say it's a Joshua Gmur, but you say that Parsha Zohar is their Isis. And Echa Tein, the Parsha Zohar is the Zman HaMikdash, Parsha Zohar was the Hachrodze, that the Chachamim instituted to remind everybody before Pesach they should demutire themselves. If there remains many nations, they won't be able to participate in the Korban Pesach. And is not as that what do we continue to learn Parshas Korah for? And it's on the front for a Seinu, or a Zecher. To remember what things used to be like, but it's on the front for a Seinu. But that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. How can anybody say that Parshas Korah should be there as Mecha Pesach? Why should Parshas Korah be there as? So that's what the Zohar Gaon has a famous comment. On the Shulchan Aruch, Mechus Purim, he says that when it says, the Mechab is quoting our Tesis, the Tesis, those who shine, they say, Parshas Korah, the Reiser, the Torah Tesis. And others say, how can it be a Torah Tesis? It's written in so many different Rishonim. What do you mean? Everybody made a mistake. A Tesis of Rosh over here, a Tesis of Shanks over there, and this one over there. All different places, they're not copying from each other. They all wrote the same idea, that Parshas Korah may be the Reiser. But might be that there's some kind of a marker that is the Reiser. That's why others were in search of some marker.
Is it not right, some of could Parshas Korah be the Reiser?
Shkolin, no, Parshas Shkolin is not might be there, I said, based on the Neshama form, Kraseinu. We are unable to bring Korbanos, so we have to recite giving about the Korbanos. The Shkolin has to do with giving money for the purpose of purchasing Korbanos, that's also covered with the Pasuk in Neshama form, Kraseinu. If you say that Shkolin is not there, I said, if you say that Shkolin is not there, it's a Mikdashay kind of there, I said, it's a swear of what, how can that be there, I said. That was a Hachlazer, like an advertisement in a newspaper. But it's not that a clear, if I tell you about Parshas Korah, it's a clear, the Reiser. How can it be a clear, the Reiser, if you say on the radio, if you put advertisements, if you put my voice on the bulletin board, everybody should bring the Korah. Why should it be the Reiser? That's the Shabbat said, why should Torah be the Reiser? Unless that means that there's not a there, the Reiser, because the Neshama comes to Hashem. That's what they meant to say. That there's not a there, Parshas Korah, the Reiser, but there is a Neshama comes to Hashem. Goes on for Azume, that's also Korbanos. For Azume is also Chatzis Karachmanes. And it's status like a carbon, so you say the Shalom upon for Seir. That could be Shvet. So that's a big discussion. Why in the world should anybody want to say that Parshas Korah is their life? So that's what he mentions, that some suggest...
There you go.
Yeah, Baruch Epstein, the author of the Teretz Mimah, has this Tariches in his autobiography. And it's based on the Korbanos. It goes off on all kinds of tangents. It's basically an autobiography, and then he has all kinds of discussions. And he suggests that maybe the mitzvah part, as far as their rights, it really means to remember the Chet Ha'Egel. Because the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah suggests that there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, Zohar Eish Hashem Tzavtas Hashem Lokecha Ba'Midbar. You have to remember the Chet Ha'Egel. So the Ramban suggests that maybe this is a mitzvah. He says maybe it's only a tzibui for the Dor HaMidbar, that they should remember how they ate Hashem Hetzavta at Hashem Lokecha, they should remember. Or maybe it's a mitzvah of the Dor, that we should always remember throughout all the generations, we should remember the Chet Ha'Egel. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Samach, if I'm not mistaken, in Arachayim quoted Yalkut Shimani, that says like the Ramban suggests that it's a mitzvah of Zairus. He doesn't quote the Ramban and say about mitzvah, he just quotes Yalkut Shimani, says that Zachar Esh Asher Abdaf is a mitzvah of Zairus, to remember Chet Ha'egel. So the Magen Avraham takes Akasha, why don't we have a Parshas Chet Ha'egel every year, Parshas Kisisa, special Hafsayra, the Gabbash Yiva Shlap, everybody should have a mind to be Yosef, special Hafsayra, Chet Ha'egel. The Magen Avraham says that it's a design for Klal Yisrael, they said that we cover it up. So he says, just like the Magen Avraham writes, just like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that whoever missed Parshas Zachar, can be Yosef when you hear Parshas HaShavua, or some even hope can be Yotze when you hear the Kriya on 4 in the morning. Even though you're not hearing Parsha Zohar with the clock, with the special Haftarah, with the when it says on the calendar, Shabbat Parsha Zohar, because you can still be Yotze, but it's not the Kriya of Parsha HaShavua. So the Magen Avraham says that's what we do every year by Parsha Chet Ha'egel. We make you see so, we have the Balkari has a mind, and everybody has a mind to be Yotze, the special mitzvah of Zechir Chet Ha'egel, but we don't make a big tzimis because it's a big zoyin for Kol Yisrael. He says the same for Parsha Chet Miriam. Because in Zvon there's another prophet. Zachar Esh Shoto from Akechel of Miriam. We should remember the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, where she was punished and so on. So why don't we have the Zechir Chet Miriam? They said the same answer to the Zohar for Miriam. So we yotze when we hear the Parsha Tashavua, we yotze with that. So the Baruch Epstein suggests that maybe the nature of the mitzvah of Zechir Chet Ha'egel is not that we should walk around with a guilty conscience. So we did an Aveira, we did an Aveira, so we're all guilty and our Neshamas are all stained and all dirty and we're born in guilt. No! You should remember the lesson of the Chet Ha'egel, that the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah that the Yidin at the time of Chet Ha'egel, the whole Yisrael, Shabbos HaTov, Ruim, Lohit HaMaisim. The B'derach HaSefer, it doesn't make sense. They're seeing the whole year of Eter Makis and Gilu Shechina and everything, so then they go to worship Avodah Zarah. B'derach HaSefer doesn't make any sense. They shouldn't have even had a minute to worship Abba Yisrael. It's so far-fetched. So the Gemara writes a lesson, if you take it literally, if the Gemara writes a lesson, Ella, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam suspended the Bechir Chavshus, and he called them to stream with the Chet Ha'egel for one purpose, to teach the lesson of Tshuva, that even, and then he wants to Zabar HaMalach also, and the higher Goyim Lois HaMaisu, B'derach HaTeva, he would never have sinned with Bat Sheva, and the only purpose why he sinned, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam suspended the Bechir Chavshus, and he called Tshuva the Yochid. So these two cases, the Zabar HaMalach, the Chet with Bat Sheva, and Kohizot, Chet of the Egel, was really not the B'derach HaTeva, wasn't based on Bechir Chavshus, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam called him to do it, in order to teach the world the lesson that even if he's all alone, he's able to do Tshuva. And even if the whole Klal Yisrael did an Aveira, like Avodah Zarah, they went so far, the whole Klal can do Tshuva and they can be forgiven. So there are Baruch Hashem Tainis, that the whole purpose of the Chet Ha'egel was to teach the lesson of Tshuva, that the mitzvah, the Chet Ha'egel, the summon of the mitzvah, to remember the lesson of the Chet Ha'egel. To remember that it's possible to gain a Kapara, to do Tshuva and to gain a Kapara. So what Parsha should that be? So he says, Rashi, I'm from the scrolls, that's the Parsha, Parah Adumah. Because Rashi quotes from Moshe HaTarshan, whenever Rashi quotes from Moshe HaTarshan, it's from the Neder Shrabah. Everything from Moshe HaTarshan is in the Neder Shrabah, on Bamidbar. So the Neder Shrabah says like that, Tovo Hei, Kaleach Tolad Zeno, that the whole ritual of Parah Adumah was to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechaper for the Chet Ha'egel. So the first thing we suggest, maybe that's why from Rishon himself, that Parsha Sora was a Din Daraita, the Kriya Daraita, that's the Ramban's mitzvah, from Zechiras, Chet Ha'egel. It's hard to say that's the Ramban, none of the Rishon says, right, so that's his idea. Maybe that's the way we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Chet Ha'egel, by mentioning the fact that a Kapora can be obtained, even if the whole cloud worships of it is over, you can still, the Rosh Hashanah said, let them bring a Paradun, and that'll be a sin of forgiveness. That's his suggestion. Others give other suggestions. What should be the marker that the Parsha's Torah should be their right? The Sakla has a suggestion. That there's a pasuk in the middle of Vayikra that speaks of the Disneyim. It says that if a person is a Valkyrie and an Eda and a Yoledis and a person touches in the veil and somebody makes all these people at the name, then it says that he's Zartan is the name of Mikul Mosam. The Lord Tamuat Mishkani Asher Besatam, that pasuk, you have to be, he's Zartan means you have to be Makrish, Moshe Naziris. You have to be Makrish B'nai Yisrael from the Zvorim HaMutatoshin, Bikul Mosam. Who is he? He's Zartan Bezin. Can I tell him Bezin? Bezin should see to it that the people don't walk into the Makam HaMikdash when they're told me. That's why the Rabbi Lutz put a sign that Jewish people are not permitted to walk onto the Har HaBayit, so we're all praying with one of this. So that's the fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Hijaz and the Nesam to Masa. And you have to warn the Kohanim that if they're telling me they shouldn't bring Kabbalah, they should enter the Beit HaMikdash, they should need Shulman, they should need Kachim, and so on. So that's the mitzvah of the Hijaz. The disciple is suggesting, one of the Shvam, that maybe that's why somebody showing himself at Parshat Torah. Was the mitzvah deraita, it's the desmus fulfillment, it's not the kol yachid v'yachid. It's the desmus fulfillment of the mitzvah of the hizaitim. Because in the Parshas Torah Duma, the beginning of Chukas, it says you're not allowed to enter the Beit HaMikdash, and whoever enters the Beit HaMikdash is a nichlus lo. But somebody who enters the Beit HaMikdash is chayv koreis, and must be kutar himself. So maybe it's deraita, that it's a kima mitzvah on the part of the desmus. And I'll just give other suggestions. What could possibly be the mocha that Parshas Torah should be given? That's not because it. Parshas Torah, we say, works not. Parshas Ocha, Shaita, say, it's right. Parshas Torah, we have the problem is, some other Rishonim write a Lashon, the Rashbo. And others write a Lashon, Parshas Ocha, Parshas Torah, the Kayetzi, go ahead. Shkolin. Shkolin. Shkolin is also their Isis. I can Shkolin. Parshas Ocha, everything is their Isis. So Shkolin, again, Shkolin, maybe you can say, it's their Isis, man as the... And the Shalma Fon so saying, but what about the Mana Mikdash? What's the deraita? Pashas Kormi Zah Sachrozer. How can it be deraita? That's the problem. The Chizok goes in the Berkei Yosef that the Rajbo is Mashma, that the Dalit Pashas are deraita. But he writes Pashas Zohar, Pashas Kora, the Kayetim, and Kayetim sounds like the Dalit Pashas. The Dalit Pashas are deraita. Where is there a mocha that Dalit Pashas should be deraita? That could be the mark on the first sefer. The difficulty is it says in so many other shayim, in so many different places. But it's not just that they're all copying. Yeah. Yeah, but those we know the Seder's, the Mishnah that he tells us in Seder, whether they're only in Hebrew or they're also in translation. Those are all covered, so you can't say that that's going to be an issue. See, Hakel is not, doesn't say the Seder's in the Mishnah. Hakel doesn't say the Seder's, there's no prophet, but it has to be back in Hebrew and translation. If you say that, the Machalek is whether in Atayra, or you hear the Hakel, they always read in Hebrew, they always read in the original. But are you yet, if you're doing translation, it doesn't say. So you can say that that's the Machalek is Hakel, when they call it the Sura B'Chalosh, and then that's the Yerushalayim. There is work on it, there's a Bach and there is one, Megillah, the Bach and Hilchot Shabbos says that the Kriyas HaTorah is their right. The Kriyas HaTorah on Shedim HaMish is only their opponent. The Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Tov is their right. How could it be their right? The Ramban on Parshas Emma has something also like that. Not as sharp, right, not as sharp as their Zohar. And he does that Mikra Kodesh. It says Mikra Kodesh, Shabbat and Yom Tov are called Mikra Kodesh. What does it mean Mikra Kodesh? And he says the word Mikra means Kruei Hoedah, an assemblage. He says Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage, a day that the people have to get together for Tefillah B'Tzibur and Talmudah B'Tzibur. But the Ramban, it's interesting, because Megillah points out the Ramban holds that Tefillah B'Chayim is only the Rabbanon, but Tefillah B'Tzibur on Shabbat and Yom Tov is their right. Not only Tzibur, Tzibur the Tzibur is the right on Shabbos and Yom. And Kriyat HaTorah the Tzibur, that's how the Ramban has, Kriyat HaTorah the Tzibur is the right on Shabbos and Yom. And the Mitzvot, this has it, see from the Ramban, one would get the impression, you can be read to this with a drosh also, but we have a drosh of Hachachon on Shabbos and Yom, the rabbi gives Shia, drosh of Buddha. The Mitzvot writes this Kriyat HaTorah, he dubbed the Kriyat HaTorah the right. Kriyat HaTorah, that's the Machlokes. But it's called the Kodesh Kodesh Nema, but that's not Kodesh Nema, that's Kriyas HaTorah, that's the right, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, are you ready to the Kriyas HaTorah if it's written in translation?
The Kriyas HaTorah is the right, so what do you mean the Kriyas HaTorah
is the right?
There's no
Kriyas HaTorah
the right,
so
how can
there be
the right?
The Kriyas HaTorah is on Talmud Torah the Yachid.
Talmud
Torah the Yachid. Maybe Yishalmi holds that the only time, Yishalmi is Kodesh on the Bavli.
Right.
The Be'er Sheva points out that Yishalmi seems to say that the only time you have Kriyas HaTorah the right is when it's the Tzibur. So where do you have Kriyas HaTorah the Tzibur? Once every Shvita on Hakel. So you can say once a year, Tashi Zohar, that's all. But then it's maybe it goes on every Shabbos every year. That's the difference if you write Venus he writes in his mitzvah, if he writes in translation. That's the right of Kosher Seva Torah. Whatever the Mishnah Megillah says, either in Hebrew or in Greek, according to the Chachamim in all languages. We talk in only Hebrew and Greek. he's talking only Hebrew and Greek. But the Shaila is, would you be able to clear that Torah if you're laying in Greek? That's the Rambam. He meant to say the Torah is kosher. Maybe it's not. It's kosher for the mitzvah of Kitzur Lachem and Tashir, writing the Torah. Maybe it's not kosher for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But that's the Gemara saying, since the Machloek is Satanah, whether it's Kolot HaRukul of B'chol HaShem, or B'chol HaShem. The Kitzur, we have a Gemara. You know, by Krishma, there's a Machloek is Satanah, by Yerkin translation. And by word, by Duchanin, is the same, she didn't have to be in Hebrew. And by Likud, Likurim, and Matashas, what else? Likurim, by Zidim, Maisa, by Khalid, so they have Sukkim. Everything has Sukkim to say whether it's Dak in Hebrew or B'chol HaShem. Everything is covered. So where do you have in Parshas? Like, well, also the Gemara says everything is covered. Parshas says it is good for Chalosh. It has to be written out in Hebrew, but when she swears, it can be recited in any language. So we have to say the Mishnah is soft. Every single thing that is created is soft, right? Whether the Kichsar has to be in the original Hebrew, it's good in translation also. So where do you have an issue where the Kolat HaRukul B'Chalosh Menemah? But there are various chapters. The Taisha says it goes on Parshas Yochan. Some say it goes on Parshas Paro. Some say it goes on Hakim, some say it goes on the Kriyat HaTayr Rabbi Shabbat and Yom Tov, they write. And some say that it goes on Teresh HaBichsav. So write it. Are you yet in the midst of Talmud and Teresh HaBichsav? If you say in translation. Yes, Matthias? What's the Matthias? So he said if he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
If he doesn't understand. I don't think it's a big deal. In this week's Sedra, in the beginning, we read about Yaakov Avinu as he was traveling by Yitzchak Ba'amachem, by Yoroshom Kivu HaShemesh. The Rashi quotes in the Gemara, by Yitzchak Ba'amachem, Mem Tegir, El Tzilo, the Yaakov Avinu davened the Myrid, the Rabbi Avinu davened Shachris, and Yitzchak davened Minch, and Yaakov davened the Myrid. When did Yaakov davened Myrid? After the Shkir, it says Kivu HaShemesh. So the son has said, then he davened Myrid. But the Gemara, Rashi also quotes the Medrash, Kiva HaShemesh, the Rebbe Shalom was Mechaya. The Rebbe Shalom caused the sun to set earlier. If you look on the chart, on the sunrise sunset chart, the sun is not supposed to set yet. So the sun sets, it has the Shaila. Did it have the Din of Yom? Did it have the Din of Laila? If the Rebbe Shalom causes a natural occurrence, according to the Zmanim, according to the Naval Observatory Luach, that they send you from the government offices, it's before Shkia. So the Rebbe Shalom made a net, he made that it is Shkia. So does that have the din of Lila or does it have the din of Yom? Well, let's say Fakir. The Pasuk says that Yeshua ben Nun made a nest, the Shemesh did his own goal, so the sun stood still. So this, but according to the Luach, the watches kept on going. But according to the Luach, it's Shkia time.
Right.
So does it become Shabbos or not? Let's say someone will make a Maizeh, and the sun, on Friday afternoon, the sun will not set. So when it comes to Zman, and it says in the Luach, it says in the Shul Kulot, and you have to bench the first time the Shabbos begins to start. So when Shabbos begins, I say no. It's still Erev Shabbos.
What is the Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, is there a Marga?
In the Zohar it says that the sun was shining well Pesach. So that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. The Achrenim discuss this in Seika. And the Gemara in Seika, when the Gemara discusses exactly how long did Yeshua the Nun accomplish Shemesh to give on Dom? How long did the sun stand still? Was it 12 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours? Was it 3 days, 4 days? It's a whole discussion in the Gemara. But the Achayim there discuss, did the days continue up within to keep on going? Or no? If the sun is still on, so we take it. So that's the sun point I'm over here. Like when Yankov Avinu davened after the Shkia, our beginning was still really young. Because the Achron of all Efka Kaddish about Rav was Misak and Shachas and Yitzchak was Misak and Minch and Yaakov was Misak and Myrin. How come we pass on that Tzilas Agus we should? If what Avram and Yitzchak were Misak and went down in history later as a Chayva, so why is Yankis, was the one of them, why is that only we should? So I saw Ramashi Shtembuch has in his Sefer of the Rosh, so Achron has interesting comments on the Parshas HaShavua, but they quote from the Zohar on this Parsha, by Yaakov Avinu, that my law, the leaders are in a shayla, the service of Allah. That's why you don't say tachzun by Laila, different things. That's why you're not supposed to learn Tereshu B'Shav by Laila, for Tereshu B'Shav is given the leaders are in. By Laila, the leaders are in a shayla, so you should only learn Tereshu B'Shav. Tereshu B'Shav should only be learned by Yom. Except on Leil Shabbos, because Leil Shabbos is different. So he quotes from the Zohar, that Yaakov, that Tzilis, in a better chance of being the Kubul if you recite them by Yom. When the Midas are Rachman and Shalom, the Midas are Din and Shalom, it says, you ask for a break. So the Midas are Din, if you don't deserve it, so the Rebbe Shalom won't give you. So to say that Tzilas Sabi should be a Chayvah, a Lali, who he's to dive in, if he stands less of a chance to getting the Tzilas answered, is a Shrach and Svar. That's why, claims based on his Zohar, that's why we assume that Tzilas Sabi is a Shus. But if Yankee Levine wasn't misakin it, so what was he misakin my report? He says, yeah, he dropped in my rib when it was still Yom Kippur. Because even though the sun said, but on the Luach, it was before Shkia. So the halacha says, and the Midas Adin, and the Midas Arachmin, is by Yom Kippur, but that's the same as all he did. It doesn't depend in the Tzias whether the sun is shining or the sun is not shining. If the man of the day is that the sun is supposed to be shining now, even if the sun says, the halacha considers that Yom. And if the man is that the sun is supposed to set, then it's considered light, it's not considered Yom. So Yankee Levine, when he dropped in my rib, it was by Yom. So that was a Gemalda Ketzila, by Yom is good. But then with David, we don't have a Kibra Shemesh. We don't have the sun setting earlier than it's supposed to. So that we should daven Iris earlier. That's his Mana Mincha. You can still daven Mincha until Shkia. But the way we daven Iris today is after Shkia Balaylo, so that's what the Chachamim said, that's Tom Yerushut. But Balaylo, the Tfilas Adam can't be a Chayda because we stand less of a chance of having a Tfilas Adam.
He doesn't have Mikmet. He's got 100. He's got Mikmet.
That was the time he was the second of the day.